Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by the 2014 Marion County Fair Queen, Jocelyn Beaver. You've just been crowned Marion County Fair Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, were you surprised?
Yes, I was actually very, very surprised. I was so nervous in my individual interview that I was breaking out in hives. I just wasn't sure what they were going to ask of me, but it turned out well.
Yeah, evidently. What was the question that they asked that made you nervous?
Well, I guess it wasn't really the questions that made me nervous. It was being one-on-one with the judges. And this was something that I really wanted and really cared about. So it made me really nervous.
A level of suspense there.
Yeah.
What made you decide that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, I've had friends that have done it in the past, and they've always said it was fun, so I thought that I should give it a try. And plus, being in 4-H, you always see the Marion County Fair Queen. Like, Lacey Stevenson was in our club, and so it's just kind of like a club legacy almost that we all try. I got to try and compete with a lot of my other friends. We had 5 girls from our club that were in the Marion County Fair Queen contest, so I got to compete against my friends, so that was pretty fun.
That's pretty fun. Is it kind of hard to do that?
Well, we don't make it hard because we're a big family, and it's kind of like, well, if you win, you get to pick me up in the golf cart, and if I win, I'll pick you up in the golf cart.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are your duties before the fair starts?
Well, before the fair starts, I have to get everything organized of, like, my interviews with you and treasure portraits. And then also on Friday, I'm going to be in the Pella Parade for 4th of July. So it starts early.
Yeah, getting you started. And then have they told you, do you know what you'll be doing during the fair?
Well, during the fair, I'll be doing lots of different things. I have a whole list of things that are going on the fair, and then a slightly shorter list of things I have to be at. And like the baby judging contest, which is going to be really fun, and the pet judging contest. So that'll be fun too.
And looking forward to those. Mm-hmm. You say you're in 4-H. What club are you in?
I'm in the 3Ls 4-H club.
How long have you been in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for 7 years this year.
Would you say you've learned a lot doing 4-H?
Oh, yeah. 4-H definitely gets you ready for a lot of things, like interviews for either a job or like this interview, and filling out forms and things like that. It really helps you in your later years of going into adult life. Yeah.
Meeting deadlines and being
Exactly. Creating record books and being leader to other kids that are younger than you, which helps you in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. And you said you were helping some younger kids this past weekend. What were you doing with them?
Well, we were helping them to learn how to be judged at Dyer Hudson to kind of make sure they wouldn't be as scared or nervous when the real judging comes around.
Yeah. What are your projects?
Well, I show a lot of things at Dyer Hudson. I actually don't have any livestock, but I kind of wish I did. With Dyer Hudson, we do a lot of like crafts and things like that. So we're always judging like sewing, food, any type of craft type thing you do, photography. And I'm really into photography. I take photos all the time. Uh-huh. It's kind of an odds and ends. If there's anything that you want to do or anything you want to create, you can judge it at the Dyer Hudson.
Have you won in the past?
I've had things go to the state fair, and you just kind of get things considered for the state fair, mm-hmm. and then all the judges come together and choose what actually gets to go, which is very cool, because then you come in the next day, you're like waiting in the door, when are they going to let us in, so we can see if we made it to the state fair or not. But yes, I've made it to the state fair with a couple of my projects, which is always really exciting. Mm-hmm. Also, in that realm, we do Communications Day and Food Day. And in Communications Day, you get a working exhibit or an educational presentation where you teach the viewers about something or teach them how to do something. So, and then if you get judged in the right way, you can go to the state fair and do that also. It's really fun doing working exhibits at the state fair mm-hmm. because you get all the little kids doing all these little crafts with you, and it's just a good time.
What year are you in school?
I just graduated Knoxville.
Okay, what are your plans now?
My plans in the fall are to go to William Penn University, where I'll be bowling on scholarship there, so that's really exciting.
Bowling scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And then I'll be majoring in business there and minoring in graphic design.
Congratulations again and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and talking with us today.
Yep, no problem.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Jocelyn Beaver, the 2014 Marion County Fair Queen, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.